Six, five, four, three, two, one. Begin transmission.
Confidence. I propose a vote of no confidence for this clock. The actual time, right now, as I speak, is of course 1930 UTC, and that, my friends, is the traditional starting time of the Goals Committee with Hello Kitty. Oh, I wish Hello Kitty was here with us today, but no, it is only me. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I got some tea. Yeah, what a surprise. Everybody's shocked. What? Tobe? Tobe's drinking tea? I'm so confused. Nothing in my world makes sense anymore. I wonder what kind of tea he's drinking. Gingin May. Yeah, Gingin May got real excited yesterday. I, you know, had been drinking Dahong Pao for a couple of days, and I thought, you know, I'm going to change it up. So I bleached out the filter, and I washed everything up really good. And I made Dahong Pao. I've been drinking Dahong Pao now for, I mean, Gingin May. Oh, my God, where's my brain? My brain has been left elsewhere. Maybe that's why I need to drink all this Gingin May. I need to get my brain back in gear. And I need to get my sinuses out of gear. It's another very sniffly, sneezy, coffee kind of day. And when I say coffee, I do, of course, mean C-O-U-G-H-Y, and not that horrid little drink that the great unwashed worship at the temple of the Starbuck. But regardless, you know this is a tea drinking show. You can drink coffee if you want, but why would you? It makes no damn sense. And here's what you need to know. I woke up cold. It's another cold day. The wind was blowing like crazy yesterday. And it blew like crazy all night. And then when I woke up this morning, approximately 50 minutes ago, I looked out my window, similar to the manner in which I am looking out my window right now. And I noticed that there was a little wisp of little dry snowflakes sitting on the ground, and some were falling out of the sky. So that was a thing that was happening. And then when I was making tea, the giant flakes came out, the giant snowflakes that are falling from the sky. I got real happy then, and then the wind came up again and then blew all the giant flakes away. Now we just got these tiny little flakes and there's not much wind left. So the inside of my house is cold because of all that wind. The inside of my house was cold. I woke up and everything was weird. And I said, why are my hips weird? Why are my shoulders weird? Why are my hands weird? And then I got up off the floor and I said, oh, okay, because it's super cold in here. So I had to put on a sweatshirt and I even put on some Zorks. I'm wearing my Zorks right now. Should I take these off? No, I'll leave them on for a little while. Leave them on for a little while. What are we doing today? I don't know. But you will be glad to know that I did get an email from Booper explaining to me what that mystery package I got yesterday was. Regular listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that during yesterday's show, I told the story of how I was waiting for some electronics parts to arrive, and somebody showed up delivering a package to me, and I got excited thinking, oh yay, my parts are here, and when I opened up the box, there was no parts. It was a toy. It was an action figure. It was a Roblox action figure of a cat who has a guitar and a big sombrero, and it's an interesting character, but I didn't know what it was, or who it was from, or why I received it, or any other reasons. But I did get an email from Booper yesterday saying, did you get something weird in the mail? And I said, yes, I did. And he then went on to explain to me that this is some kind of Roblox character and blah, 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 and Roblox is a thing, and And I guess he felt like I needed to own this because it's a cat wearing a sombrero playing a guitar. And he saw this and he said, Tobe needs to have this. And yeah, well, I can't disagree. Come on, it's a cat wearing a sombrero playing a guitar. Well, of course I need it. Duh. You know, obviously I got to have something like this because it's a cat and it's a musical instrument. And it's a, you know, a cat that can play a musical instrument, and all cats need more musical instruments. I think that's the problem in this world today. Not enough cat musical instruments. And so who do we turn to? Who do we turn to in a crisis like this? Well, how about Sam? Hey, Sam, what are you going to build?
What I'm going to make is a musical instrument for a cat. A couple of years ago, a really talented YouTuber called Marek Basinski was making a laser training device for people to be able to play keyboard. And he did a video getting his cat to try and play the keyboard. There was a little bit of success there, but I thought there would be enough room for improvement for the standalone cat version that I should figure, you know, giving it a go.
So how do we make a cat a musical virtuoso? Well, we're gonna use the meowdersizer.
So there's going to be a bunch of big buttons, big enough for a cat to decipher between them, so they can play Pachelbel Cannon to their heart's content. And there's going to be a rod above with a servo on top. This servo is going to have a laser, and this laser is literally going to shine all over the place to tell a cat what to play.
Part one, let's test these lasers out on the actual subjects. This isn't cruel animal testing, it's science. Anyway, after that, we get this lovely little box and drill some holes in. This is going to be the controller, nice and cheap, because we got to keep this under $85. Now we're gonna solder an Arduino Nano. This is gonna control the servo and the laser. And then we do a little bit of soldering, making sure everything is perfect. Perfect makes the cats go purr. And then we connect this all together. Oh my god, this is gonna be so good. And then we cut it aside and get loads of 3D printing on the Lolspot Mini. And this is for the cat keyboard. We're gonna connect some oversized arcade buttons and keep on printing, you know, of course. And then we got loads of these. And we're gonna get some more of these. And then we're gonna get some more of that, and then the whack trigger, and then put it all on some extrusion to make a nice big assembly. Okay, I may have gone slightly over budget with this, but only by about $20. Anyway, let's carry on soldering. Luna's getting a massage, getting ready to be a musical virtuoso. Anyway, let's carry on. This is the servo. This is gonna be for the laser mount, and then we attach it all together, get the wires connected over to the Arduino.
At the bottom is an oversized cat-friendly keyboard with some cat samples for the cats to play. At the top, there is a servo that moves with a laser on it. And this servo and laser is controlled by this rather dodgy keyboard. You know, it sort of adds a pointless middle cat to the whole process of making music, but let's see how it works regardless.
The first test subjects are Johnny's two cats, Cujo and Fang.
This is not going to turn out well.
It's over there.
There's a few things that they haven't taken into consideration
here. They don't care.
There's more interest in the synths.
Doesn't like that noise.
All cats are more interested in real synths. Why would you make a meowdersizer when you can just let them play the regular synthesizer? Now, my cat would, of course, attack the servo because that's the thing that's making noise and moving. So, okay, so here we have a cat trying to play the keyboard.
Usually hits it. No, you're supposed to play the thing. Come on, Luna, just play the damn thing. Please, Luna, I've got dreamies. What else do you want?
Luna the cat doesn't appear to want to play the meow decisor.
Like most rubbish products, I'm not going to tell her that it's rubbish, so I'm going to keep her hopeful. Cat keyboard, make your cat into a musical virtuoso in a matter of minutes. Let's pop it in the post.
So, with the rushed research and development on this machine, I sort of overlooked a few things. Maybe the cats didn't like the noise and they found it confusing from the servo. Maybe the laser didn't look believable enough. Or maybe the buttons scattered the light in such a way that it just didn't make it appeasing to push. Regardless, whatever problems I had.
Okay, yeah, so now I gotta get a hold of Build Synth here and explain to him how to make a proper cat synthesizer. Not a thing that synthesizes cats, but actually, you know, a synthesizer for cats. Basically, it depends on the cat, but if you want my cat to play it, you just put ham in it and, you know, then you're fine. Cats. Synthesizers. We do love synthesizers around here, don't we? Yes. Yes, we do. Think of all the synth heads that are listening to this show right now. I gotta wonder if even Synthesizer Patel is listening.
Ooh, thank you. Now, you might be forgiven for thinking that we have a real live orchestra in the studio. But in actual fact, the symphony you just heard was performed not by an orchestra, but by a simple synthesizer. And the man who programmed it is someone who loves synthesizers so much, he even changed his name to Synthesizer Patel. Hello, Synthesizer Patel.
Hi, Billy.
Now, Synthesizer Patel, synthesizers, they're really taking off now, aren't they?
Oh, yes, Billy. Every pop group wants a synthesizer these days because a synthesizer can reproduce the sound of any instrument, except perhaps for the bassoon, but they're working on that one.
But they can do a lot more than that, can't they?
Oh, certainly. This is something that might interest you. Okay, so what I did earlier was I made a recording of my own voice using this microphone. Mm-hmm. And I stored that data into the synthesizer's memory banks. And now here is the fun bit. I can play it back to you.
Synthesizer Patel.
Synthesizer Patel.
Synthesizer Patel.
Synthesizer Patel.
That's amazing.
Mm. And it comes fitted with a burglar alarm too?
A burglar alarm?
Huh? In fact, they all come with burglar alarms these days, you know, because crime's so bloody bad and these bastards, they steal your synthesizers and...
Yes, it's a shame.
Yes, it is a shame.
That is a shame because you don't have to steal synthesizers. You can just build them. That's the whole point. That's what we're doing here. We're building synthesizers for cats, apparently. Meow-decisers? Yeah, I don't know what you want to call them, but... We do have some, and maybe we need to see what they're doing today. So let's start pushing up some faders. Oh yeah, there we go. There's our favorite kick drum from the bleep drum. Oh, it's just kicking and screaming. And now we need some more drums, so let's fade up the pocket operator. What's it doing today? I think we need to speed that up. There we go. Now, where's our favorite crazy little noises? We'll be right back. sounds like a cat synthesizer. Sounds like an angry cat. I got some dirty faders on this mixer. Listen to that thing crackle. Ugh. I need to get a big old spray can of pot cleaner up in here and clean some of this crap out. It's dirty. Turn that off. Click. Okay, so what have we got going here today? Oh, just about a lot of the regular usual stuff. What are we doing? I'm just sitting here messing with my toys. And I'm trying to think of what I need to do next with all this stuff. What do I need to do? I can't remember. I don't remember where we're at with this little project. Are we making lasers? Pocket operator somewhere along the line. Okay, fine. Whatever. Boom. Yeah, there's your spaceship ambience. There's your UFO sounds right there, kids. Why am I not soundtracking, you know, like B-grade science fiction films? Do they even make those anymore? Do they still do direct-to-video? Tobe doesn't even know.
Oh, it just seems like things are getting a little bit too greasy around here.
Boy, are you gonna get it now?
What?
Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap. Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special.
But regardless of how fast little Kirk can wipe, 1981 mom is gonna wonder if it shines.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
What do you care, 1981, Mom? It shines. You're happy. What's the damn problem? Yeah, welcome to 1981. What do I need? I need some telegrams, Sam, but not T-Rex. I think I need some telegrams, Sam, that is Bauhaus. How about it? Yeah, okay, so how do I make it go? How do I make it start? Why is it loading? Why is it buffering? Why am I still waiting? Oh, yeah, computers, they're so great because they...
Telegram Sam, you, you're my main man. No, 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 Slim, I know where you've been.
Telegram Sam, he's my main man too, and he should be yours as well. Either Telegram Sam or Synthesizer Patel, you can choose. But regardless of your choice, make sure you make a smart choice, a logo-free choice, a choice with a carabiner to prevent theft.
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Nice.
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Nice transition.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
But what colors?
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
A rainbow.
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
That's superior.
The carabiner hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft.
That's not a carabiner!
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains. Order your Grand Ball Washer today.
Good Lord, man, I will. Stop talking so I can reach my phone in time. I gotta dial the 1-800 number.
and get my credit card ready because operators are in fact standing by. And what else is standing by? How about me? I am standing by a big teapot full of gingin may. It needs to be drinked. Okay, let's drink it. Hey, it's so good. Mm. Oh, delicious. Right, so that's what I'm doing today. For the rest of the day. It's too cold to go outside, but it occurs to me that I have to go to the store anyway. I'm out of some stuff. I need some more pepperoni. What am I going to eat for breakfast? I need my pepperoni and waffles. I have waffles. I'm just out of pepperoni. And I ran out of graham crackers last night, so I need pepperoni, graham crackers. And it seems like there was something else. Oh, I was sort of thinking about buying a half a loaf of bread. Yes, that's a thing that can happen where I live. And I almost did this last time. I almost got some of that bread that I like. You know, the oat nut. I'm a real oat nut. Because it's got semechki. It's semechki bread. Davai. And so, do I still want to do this? I was thinking the other day, what did I want to eat with bread? Oh, maybe I'll make a grilled cheese sandwich. That is the last thing on earth that I should be eating. But, you know, I can kind of do that. But then I realized, no, I'm not actually hungry for a grilled cheese sandwich. I don't want that. But then I was thinking last night that I wanted something. What was I thinking about? I don't know. But my brain keeps telling me to buy bread. But I don't want to buy any bread. Why is my brain telling me to buy bread? I don't want to. I want to buy beef. That's what I need to do. I need to go to the grocery store. And I'm going to get some mince. I'm going to get some hamburger. And then once I get the hamburger, I'm going to make them into hamburger patties. And then I'm going to put them all on a round tray. And then I will put the hamburger patties up high. On a high shelf. And to wait until the fire gets hot. Because, you see, Gerald's son, hamburgers should be high. Rook at dat. Anyway, I've been Tobe. And I will continue to be Tobe. And I was even Tobe yesterday. It's weird how consistent I am with this Tobe business. And with the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that you've been listening to for the last half an hour. And it airs every single day, every damn day, at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. That's pretty damn consistent. Over 1,932 shows so far, and I'm not going to miss any ever. All right, so tune in tomorrow. I gotta run, and bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.